First of all, it's an honor to have Rosh Yeshiva Rav Bronstein here from America. A lot of times it's hard to let go of our Talmidim, but they're Baruch Hashem. Many of them are in the hands of Rav Bronstein. They're going literally Mechayel Lechayel. Rosh Yeshiva should himself go Mechayel Lechayel and have nachas from all of his children and all of his Talmidim Kibbanim.
Amen.
We've been in the Olam of davening, and everybody's been getting into their davening. It's amazing to watch what's going on. I'm starting to be humbled by people's Shmoneh Esreis in here. Things are changing very quickly, and I noticed that this week, finally it affected me, after all these weeks. So I thought that it's because of the Shmuzin. But then I realized the reason why I had such a good week in davening is because I sat in a shmooze here on Sunday night by Rav Yitzchak Kohn, Shlita, Hagon HaTzadik, and he talked about davening, which made me realize I have to start going to shmoozing and stop giving them. But it's really the MS, it's a schus to go to a shmooze. It's a different thing to give it, and I'm humbled by the Olam. But today I was able to practice a little bit what we were preaching over here. I was in the embassy, the U.S. consulate, this morning trying to get passports for my kids. And, you know, there's a whole list of things that you need to bring. And my Rebbetzin always has everything exactly. Always. And they never said we needed social securities. But all of a sudden you get to that counter, and this is your big moment. It was 8:15, and it was a meeting that, you know, you can't pass it up. And we don't have the social security numbers, and my wife doesn't know where they are, and my daughters are struggling with their English, and they for sure don't know, you know, I couldn't even find this thing if I was at home. How are they going to find it? So, we begin davening. And Baruch Hashem, we're davening, and I'm talking to Hashem. I don't want to miss another morning Seder. This is the time to go to the U.S. consulate. Please, Borei Olam. It's hard. The Bachrim depend on me. I depend on the Bachrim. And suddenly, it was a nes. Tova found the Social Security. And then it begins the Shevach. Thank you for answering my tefillas. And it changed a very frustrating moment to a very exciting moment, like a Kriyas Yamsuf of sorts. It really changed everything. So I thought Borei Olam answered my tefillas, and I was getting very excited. It could be he did, but there was a very big tzedekes who came over to us at the U.S. consulate, and she said, I saw that you were in trouble with your social security, so I started davening for you. She didn't go to the shmooze, Rav Osai. I guess she is the shmooze. But it's about connecting, and we've been spending all this time realizing we have a relationship with Borei Olam, and the Olam doesn't want to let it go. The Olam doesn't want to let it go, so much so that I'm going to give a shmooze that I never really gave before, which is based on request. We're going through the davening. We're going through the brachas, the bakashas. We've been talking about bakashas, and the Olam wants to know what to be thinking in these brachas. So b'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to go through the bakashas and try to understand what Anshei Knesset HaGdola are teaching us to feel is important in our lives, not just both in Klali, like we said, the Shmoneh Esrei sets us up, but in the little details. And I want to just make a disclaimer, that's the word, a disclaimer that I'm not trying to shrink anyone else's Shmoneh Esreis. If you have a beautiful kavana that you use, the point over here is not that I'm telling you what to think. Rav Olba Zatzal said that it's very dangerous to read too many Perushim on tefillah, because tefillah is an avodah shebelev. All I'm going to try to do is open up possibilities that I saw in Rishonim, and it was literally incredible. This week, looking at the Rishonim was like davening the whole week. It was unbelievable. So let's go from Atachoinen. Atachoinen la'adam das, umalame la'enosh bina, chanenu me'itcha deya bina v'haskel, baruch ata Hashem choinen adas. There's a major problem over here with this bracha. It starts off different than every other bakasha that we have. Normally, a bakasha is to ask from Borei Olam. But the first thing we do in Atachonen is we don't ask, we say a statement. Atachonen la'adam das, umalamid la'enosh bina is, man is bestowed wisdom from Hashem. That's a statement. That's not a question. That's not a bakasha. That's not a request. How do you start a request like that? You come and you're asking for something that's supposed to be the first bakasha, and you say, Hashem, you know, you give me chachma. What's pshat? So the Mefarshim are bothered by this. One pshat in the Mefarshim is that it's an entrance into bakasha. You can't just jump into bakashas. We had just been praising Borei Olam. And we've been saying how incredible Borei Olam, Mikael, Gadol, Gibor V'Noira, Mechayim Mason. Now we come in and we say he's Kadosh. And we can't just go in. We need to, even in the bakasha, first start with a little praise. Just so that we can continue our praise of Borei Olam. That's one pshat. But another pshat in the Mefarshim, which we're going to focus on right now, is that this bracha is the hardest bracha in Shemona Esrei. Why? A lot of things we need in life, right? We need the stocks to jump up, right? We need health. We need happiness. All of those things we view as external to who we are. External to who we are. But if somebody would say, who am I? I would say, you know who I am? My thoughts. Whatever I think is for sure me. It's not Hashem. It's me. It's my idea. It's my insight. It's my decision. After all, we're Bali Bechira. We have the ability to choose. And of course, there's a lot of truth to that. However, a person has to understand from the very beginning of the Shemona Esrei that the things that they view as so close to themselves, that that's who I am, that is Borei Olam. Borei Olam even gets in there and helps you along. Borei Olam is choinen la'adam das. Choinen la'adam das, chanina is he sends presents. The Medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah, which is brought by the Ribar Yakar, who was the Rebbe of the Ramban in his Perish on Tefillah. The Medrash says, how do you know that Hashem is choinen das? That he bestows chachma, bina, and das on us? It's an amazing thing. The Medrash says, because we see in our davening, it says, ata choinen la'adam das. Very unusual that the Medrash brings the raya from the davening itself. But like we said, Anshei Knesset HaGdola had nevuah when they wrote the Shemona Esrei that we have. So Ata Chonin Ladam Das is a proof. Hashem bestows wisdom on us. Hashem makes us smarter. And at the very beginning of Shemona Esrei, we're taking the thing that we really think that we can take for granted. And we're saying Hashem is involved in every single part of that. There's an amazing Targum. An amazing Targum. And for the businessmen in the group, or future businessmen, or everybody should be doing investments on the side so that they could learn all day. Today you can invest in cryptocurrency. This year, Rabosai, whoever invested in cryptocurrency could retire. Bitcoins. I'm telling you, the whole thing, you just have to know when to sell them because they go like crazy. Today, a person can learn Torah the whole day. But a person might think they're very wise in their investments. Zuck the Targum on the Pasuk in Ekev. V'zachartas Hashem Elokecha, ki hu hanosein l'cha koyach laso Yisrael. Hashem gives you the strength to endure, its strength and power. L'man hakim es briso asher nishma levasech liyom hazeh. What's this koach laso Yisrael? The strength to endure. Says the Targum, listen to this. Yohiv lach etza, he gives you advice, l'mikne nechasen, to make money. He gives you stock tips. Borei Olam gives you stock tips? Yes. You know what happens? You sit there in front of your Bloomberg or whatever, and all of a sudden, I want to invest in that. And you're feeling very, very good about yourself. You don't realize. You know where that comes from? Ata choinen la'adam das. Borei Olam is involved even in there. And that's very reassuring. You know why? Because if I had to really make the decisions in my life, all of them, that would be very scary. I have a lot of people riding on me. I have a wife, I have children. There's a lot riding on this. Borei Olam takes the wheel. Ata choinen la'adam das. Chaneinu me'itcha bina. It's not like the other brachas that you just asked for. Chaneinu me'itcha. Hashem is personally involved, even more so. Hashem's communicating through our brain, through our thought process. Chaneinu me'itcha. The Ramban writes that at the time of the Mishkan, whoever wanted to get involved, kol nadiv lev, right, whoever wanted to get involved, became master artisans, master engineers, master painters, weavers, anything. They got it all just because they wanted to be involved in the Mishkan. Hashem literally booted them up with it. Bezalel was booted up with Chachma, Bina, and Das. He was booted up with everything he needed in order to connect Shamayim and Aretz through the Mishkan. Now, we've never been zochet to that, but you know what? We're zochet to that on our level. Absolutely. Every person is zochet that Hashem is intimately involved in making us wiser, smarter, better. All of these things. And that's the first lesson of Shmona Esrei in Bakashas, is that Hashem even controls our thoughts. Hashem even controls our thoughts. And it's more than that. This is the ikar of tefillah, is atachonin. We brought from many meforshim. We brought from Rabbeinu Yonah and his parish al HaTorah, and we brought from the Torah and others that atachonin is the first because it's the most important bracha. Says the Rebar Yakar, why is it the first bracha? The Gemara Nedarim on Daf Mem Aleph says, Da Kani Ma Chaser. Right? Some people know this from Avram Fried. A lot of songs. When I was younger, I was a bachar. My first time I listened to this song, I was in a car and there was a Jewish radio host and he goes, another Mimer Chazal made famous by Yossi Green. And he was right. Lemaisa, Yossi Green has made a lot of famous Mimer Chazal. Da Kani Ma Chaser. If you have Das, you have everything. Da Lo Kani. If you don't have Das, Ma Kani, you have nothing. There's something called Das that you need. The first thing, it's an emergency. We start Shmona Esrei in a crisis. Am I a Bar Das? What's a Bar Das? You know what a Bar Das is? A Bar Das is somebody who gets it. You can't say this in words. You either get it or you don't. There are certain people who don't get it. They don't get it. What's it? It. The Rebar Yakar brings a medrash. The medrash says, whoever doesn't have das, a nevela is tova mimenu. A nevela is better than him. Why? Because we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, avi ha-neviim. He was the biggest of the neviim. Hoitzi Yisrael mimitzrayim, karlami split the yamsuf. All the nisim were nasa yado. And nevertheless, lo nichnas lefnai v'lefnim, ad shekarlo. He didn't jump. He never thought he was buddy-buddy with Hashem, and he waited until he was called to enter before he would go into the Ohel Moed. What's going on over here? And from here we see that if you have Das, you're somebody. But if you're not, if you don't have Das, even if you're a Talmud Chacham, a carcass is better than you. What's behind this medrash? What's this issue? The issue is the following. There are people who have a lot of book knowledge. A lot of book knowledge. You'll find these people around. They know a lot of things, but they don't get it. You talk to them, they don't get it. They're always in the wrong place at the wrong time. They're always saying the wrong thing at the wrong time. It's like totally inappropriate. Moshe Rabbeinu had every reason to understand that he could just storm in there to speak to Hashem. I mean, it's not right. It's not my place. He got it. Das is where you understand reality. You get it. And certain people don't get it. You know, sometimes a few guys want to go on an off Shabbos, and it's very clear that they're a group, and then there's somebody who doesn't get it. And he goes, can I come on the Shabbos? Now, it's very embarrassing for him, and very embarrassing for those Bachrim. Why? It's embarrassing for him because he thinks that he's good with them. It's embarrassing for them because they're nice guys, but it's the worst thing in the world when you don't have Das. You're always saying the wrong thing at the wrong time, being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Das is an understanding of this is my place. And it's so essential to be a Bar Das. What the Vilna Gaon calls muskel rishon is the perception of reality, to get it, to get it. I was in Shtiblach in Katamon, and there was somebody acting really weird, really strange. And I'm like, wow, this guy, he's like 60 years old, he needs a psychologist. And then it turned out, as I was watching him in amazement, he goes, and I'm a psychologist. That guy's a psychologist? It's an amazing thing. And there are a lot of people like this. They're busy, they get PhDs in the thing that's wrong with them. PhDs in the thing that's wrong with them. They're not a Bar Das. I have a thing with my friends, I have a code word. When I want them to speak to somebody and I hold of them, I say, speak to this person, he's a bardas. When you say someone's a bardas, it means he gets it. This is an incredible thing, to be somebody who's so grounded, who could give etzas. People who have book smarts can't give etzas sometimes. They might know a lot, but they can't tell you how to be nicer to your wife, how to have a good vacation with your kids, how to be successful in all these different things, because they don't have the proper perception of reality. That's what's called das. That's something to really daven for. Atachoinin la'adam das. And there's more than that. We have to understand how the mind works. The mind has three parts to it. The way it thinks. Chachma, Bina, and Das. Chabad. For those who are Lubavitch, this is no correlation, but it is why their Hasidus is called Chabad. Chachma, Bina, and Das. What are these three things? We have to understand what they are. The word Chachma does not appear in Nusach Ashkenaz. It appears in Nusach Sfard. But it's Nichlal in the word Deya. So we have to understand what the concept is of Chachma, Bina, and Das. So Baruch Hashem, it's a parsha in the Torah, that Bezalel was Zoicha. It says, V'almali yasei ruach Elokim, b'chachma uvitzvuna, tzvuna's bina here, ubedas. Says Rashi, and we're going to go slow here. And this is the first thing we're asking for, which is chachma. Chachma is ma she'adam shomea dvarim me'achirim. Things that you heard from other people that you learned. The first thing is called chachma. Chachma is getting knowledge from somebody. Someone tells you something that's wise. Someone gives you a shir. You have a rebbe. You have a mentor. You have somebody you look up to. Chachma is getting that initial thing. That initial wisdom. What's bina? Bina is being able to use that and apply it. Bina, Rashi says, is maven dover mitoch dover. You don't just understand shir, you're able to make a tzustel. You're able to say, Rebbe, lefizeh, this is miyushev. Bina is lahavin dover mitoch dover. You're not just somebody who's a computer who just takes in the shir. There's so many people who all they can do is just write down the shir. And they're so proud, and the Rebbe's like, oive. When I see people write down my shmuzim, it doesn't give me any chizuk. It just shows that they know how to hear. But if somebody says, Rebbe lefi zeh, we can answer this. That's somebody who's advancing. Bina. Bina is somebody who can be maven dover mitoich dover. It's a whole different league. It's a whole different situation. And das, we're not going to discuss Rashi's pshat in das, but das is when all of that becomes part of me. Das is, it's my persona. Like when we say someone has das Torah, it doesn't mean they know a lot of Torah, it means they are Torah. Das is where that knowledge has become part of you, has become part of your situation. So let's try to understand. When we ask for chachma, which is deya in this bracha, kaneinu meitcha deya, deya is chachma for bina v'haskel, we say, bairi olam, give me the right rabbeim. I want to hear a shir that's the initial knowledge that I'm going to have in chachma, but I want to hear it from somebody good. Do you know how many times I feel bad for people that I feel they're in the wrong shir, or in the wrong yeshiva, or have the wrong chavrusa, or have the wrong this, the wrong that? They're fumfering in the dark. The first thing is, Bairi Olam, give me someone who will teach me something that's true. Something that's real. Something that I'll gain from. I don't want to find out at 25 that people didn't hold of the person that I learned under. I don't want to find out at the age of 25 that I'm lost because of the advice of this Avrich that I took his advice from. I want to find out that I was in the best place to get chachma, which is initial wisdom. That's ata choinen la'adam das. I was Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal in Shir. Somebody quoted Rav Dessler. Rav Moshe didn't like when people would interrupt. And he said, what you're saying is all wrong. I don't know, you're getting it from Rav Dessler. I heard it from Rav Dessler. And what you're saying is, people could hear things, but they don't get it. Chachma is to hear it properly. There's so many people who are running around quoting people, right? I once gave a shmooze about many years ago, when I was still in Kailan and came here once a week. I gave a shmooze about drinking on Purim, and I quoted a Maharal about it, and somebody said, Rabbi Stark says the Maharal says he could get trashed all the time. It's like, there's so many people who are hearing bizarre things. Let me hear, let me understand what was really said here. Let me not be that loser who's quoting Rav Dessler wrong. You know how embarrassing that is? Running around, giving drushes, things that are wrong. Every time I get up here, if I misunderstand something, the Rishonim could have a tine on me. Let me absorb what's in the Svarim. That's the Chachma. The Chachma. And then there's the Bina. Bina is reading between the lines. Let me understand how to make a good sushtel. So many times people come and say, and I don't want to discourage anybody, but they say, Rebbe, Lefizeh, this is Miyushid. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, it's Chesed time. And now you go, ah, very good. Beautiful. Somebody was in my car last night who I hold of very much. And he told me a vart based on something I said in the Shmooze. And as he was leaving the car, I said, you know, I hold of you. And therefore, I'm going to tell you that you're off the mark. And I'm going to explain to you exactly why, what you're doing, and your whole derech, and how to figure out what words mean. And this, and I go, this is the ultimate compliment. This is the ultimate compliment. A person able to understand what I learned today, what tomorrow is going to look like, what this will look like. Then everything starts becoming clear. How many times did I speak to my Rebbeim? I don't know. My Rebbeis that were the greats of the generation? I don't know. I think that if I spoke to them even 50 times in my life, it was enough. Why? Because every time they said something, it was an explosion that would clarify 1,000 other areas. Every time someone asked me a Shalom Bayis Eitzah, it's always one Yisod that I learned from my Rebbeim, and as soon as they start talking on the phone, I'm saying, how do I work it with this Yisod? Bina, lahavin davar mitoch davar, to be able to apply your knowledge. This is something to daven for. If a person doesn't have this, it's not really worth living. It really isn't. It's very boring to be a balabas. You think these balabatim, okay, they get to ski during winter break. But what do they do all day? We could be matayil from one svara to another. Do you know why people find learning boring? Because they have no idea what they're doing. To daven for a derech halimud. You know what the word derech halimud means? The word derech is a path. People who don't have a derech halimud have no path. They have nowhere to go. To daven that should happen is bina, lahavin davar mitok davar. It's so gishmak. That's life. And that's the crisis in this bracha. And now we come to the next point, which is haskel. Right? Chaneinu meitcha deya. Deya, we said, is chachma, what you get from your abeim, what you're absorbing from other people. Bina, which is love and davar mitok davar, to apply the knowledge from one place to another. And now comes haskel. What's haskel? Says the Goyin in Avnei Eliyahu, and the Roikeach. Both say the word haskel means to be matzliach, to have atzlacha. What does it mean to have atzlacha? So according to the Rokeach, I think the pshat is the following. Haskel is that your knowledge should be user-friendly. There are people who went to engineering school, and you can daven for this in Atachon and Ladam Das too, and they're miserable engineers. There are people who got straight A's in medical school, and they're lousy surgeons. Because when it comes down to getting into the nitty-gritty of actually doing it, they can't put the knowledge into practice. They could write books on business, but every time they invest, it flops. Haskel is that my knowledge should be useful. It should be useful. That I should be able to have hatzlacha with all this knowledge. I've met people from Harvard who are unemployed. They're very bright, but they can't take it to the next stage. They can't take it to the next stage. That's the haskel of the Rokeach. And according to the Gon, Hatzlacha is that Hashem should intervene. And the Gon says that there's an area that's not up to you. The Gemara in Megillah on Daf Vav Amud Beis says, Yagata u'matzasa tamin. If you work hard, you're going to be matzliach. Yagata u'matzasa tamin. So if somebody works hard in learning, says the Gon, they need Hashem for Siyata Dishmaya, but they can expect that they're going to be Matzliach. However, there's a part of learning that's totally Siyata Dishmaya in its whole Mahalach. And that is L'ukme Girsa, to remember. To remember. Now, of course, a person can chazer, but you know what? Even after people chazer, things sometimes can just slip out of them. And the Gemara calls it L'ukme Girsa Siyata Dishmaya. Says the Vilna Gaon, when you have in mind Haskel, I should build my knowledge. It's so painful. It's so painful that there are mesechtas that I've learned, that the entire mesechta is like a fleeting dream. Whole mesechtas, whole years that I've worked on things. Bairi Olam, let my knowledge sink in. Let it stay around. Thank Hashem that he's in charge of that. Because if it was up to me, I don't know how many times I would have to chazer, a billion times. Lately I've been telling Bairi Olam in my Shemona Esrei, I say, Bairi Olam, my job is very demanding. I'm trying to become a Talmud Chacham. I need to become a Talmud Chacham. The last thing I want, the biggest nightmare I have, I can't believe I'm telling you this, but this is my fear. I get to Shemayim and they say, you were a motivational speaker. You know what that is? That's Gehenna. If I don't become a Talmud Chacham in this lifetime, then it's not worth it. It's not worth it. What else is there? There's nothing else than becoming a Talmud Chacham, somebody who knows something. I want to speak to Rabbi Kiva Eger in Yeshiva Shomal after 120. Rabbi Kiva Eger, you want to hear an inspiring drusha? Get out of here, Stark! We're learning! Fleishichs! Enough drusha out of you. Right? Haskel is to become a Talmud Chacham, to remember the things. If I remembered all my learning, if I did, based on the amount I've learned, I would be an Adam Gadol today. I don't remember a quarter of it. A quarter is being generous. But if I did, wow. Can daven for this. You have to daven for this. And the next thing, which is for... And Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, Shlita, said, wow, this wasn't supposed to take so long. Okay. We're going to be here for a few years doing this. Three more brachas I thought I was going to do today. Akoponim Rav Chaim Kanievsky. They asked him on Pshat and Rashi and Avodah Zarah and Dav Ches. Rashi and Avodah Zarah and Dav Ches says that you should make a long atachonein if you're worried about forgetting your learning. You should lengthen it. So they asked him, that's what you daven for? So Reb Chaim said, and it's like our Vilna Gaon, he said, yeah, lu'uk me girsa. Yagatu matzasa tamin. There's a mahalach. There's a mahalach to working hard and making headway understanding the sugya. But to remember your learning is kol kulo atachonin ladam das. It's entirely atachonin ladam das. So Mamela Rashi picks up the issue that's entirely our atachonin ladam das. And the Yaris Dvash says that we should daven not to abuse our wisdom, not to become arrogant from our wisdom. He says, Bachrim in particular, we always say from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that it's good to have a good fight with Bachrim in learning. We never encourage them to get too big in anava because it slows them down. That's what we have from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. However, a jerk the guy doesn't have to become. All of a sudden, whoa, look at you, hoo-ha, right? A few months doing well, it's like his nose is in the air. No, Bairi Olam, let that my chachma should be a tribute to you, should be a kavod shamayim. He brings a mushal, the Yaris Vash. He says, imagine you ask somebody for money, and what do you buy with that thing when they gave you a nice gift? You buy a hammer and a mill, and you grind and bang all night right next to your neighbor, and he can't fall asleep. This is why he gave you money? This is how you repay him? You bought from that money something that makes him crazy. He says, that's what we daven for Bari Elam. Bari Elam, let us be smart. And the most arrogant people are the ones who are smart. And you know what? They should be. Because the Keren Ora writes in Nedarim that people who have a mila of chachma have a real mila. A Lexus is not a reason to get arrogant. A helicopter is not a reason to get arrogant either. But someone who has chachma, it's an isayim. So you daven that my chachma should bring me somewhere. I shouldn't get lost in my chachma. That it should be a tribute. And he says to daven for children and talmidim. In our generation, we have to add something else though. Something very, very important. And that's mental health. Mental health. All of us in this generation are suffering from tiruf hadas, from confusion, from not being calm, things that are making us nervous, issues with how to navigate parents and siblings, and things that have happened in the past that are difficult. Atachonin ladam das is davening for a healthy, perspective, for mental health, for peace of mind, for clarity. And that's the biggest thing we need today. We're so confused. We're so confused. Bayrei Olam, let me realize what life is about. Give me das. Give me das. Let me iron out all these things. Find me a shliach that will help me for clarity in these areas. I want to be a bar das. What's a bar das, Rabosai? A bar das is a katan when he becomes older. How do you know he became a bar das? So, it's very simple. You put on the table, this is the Gemara, it's not me. You put a nut and a stone. And if it's Evan Vizarko, he takes the stone and tosses it, and Egos Vinotlo, and he eats the nut, he's a bar das. But if he tries to crack his teeth on the stone and he throws away the nut, he's nuts. He doesn't have das. He's out. Why? Because he doesn't do things that are in his own best interest. The definition of a bar das is somebody who does things in his own best interest. And there are people who don't get it today. You know who I think doesn't get it the most? The people who keep half of halacha. I was very charif with somebody in America. He's going through a very tough time, and he still keeps Shabbos, but he stopped doing a lot of things, and he's doing very well in yeshiva. And I said, can I ask you a question? Why are you keeping Shabbos? Rabbi Sensor could kick me out of the yeshiva for this. Like, I didn't tell him, well, I had you to stop keeping Shabbos, but I definitely put it in his mind. I said, what are you doing? Why are you keeping Shabbos? Why are you keeping kashrus? You were a ben Torah. What, you keep Shabbos? You know why you keep Shabbos? Because you know there's an Olam Haba. You know that this world is over after 120 years and there's a great world waiting for you. So why are you so inconsistent? Why are you not doing things to your own benefit? Why are you learning and watching movies and listening to Goyisha music? That's that psychologist. That psychologist from Katamon, you know, who says, I'm a psychologist. 60 years. We're no different. We're learning the Dvar Hashem and we're not a bardas. We have no idea how to work in our own best interest. You ask somebody, what are you doing in yeshiva? Why are you spending so much time here? Trying to get close to Hashem, trying to prepare for Olam Haba. Why are you doing so many things that are inconsistent? Davin, Bayri Olam, let me figure this out. I'm such an idiot. I'm so stupid. When am I going to wake up? Let me wake up soon. And I don't even know that I'm dumb. I'm proud to say I'm a psychologist. Bayrei Olam, open me up. I don't understand what's going on over here. Everyone's saying I'm nuts, and I think I'm fine. I think I'm totally fine. Let me understand what's really going on. We should all be zeicha to chachma, bina, and das.